You know, this business report has several kinds of stories again and again. Huge tech industry mergers, new technologies, and dying old industries. But this week we're hearing a defense of the old economy. Yesterday, the CEO of the railroad company Norfolk Southern talked to us about how his industry is thriving, despite the economic downturn. And today we're going to hear from Steve Miller. He's the executive chairman of Delphi. That's the big auto parts manufacturer that Miller is trying to pull out of bankruptcy. He came to Delphi after a career turning around other big troubled corporations like Chrysler and Bethlehem Steel.
I do feel attached to old line industries. I grew up, spent a lot of my youth at my grandfather's sawmill on the Oregon coast, and became very enamored with the process of creating things of tangible value to help our society, creating lumber for housing and so on. And that, so it's in my blood to see the results of a manufacturing enterprise contributing to our economy.
But when you've arrived at a company like Delphi, which you write about here, giant auto parts supplier, do you begin with the belief that you can save this company in a way that helps everybody involved with the company?
I start with a belief that it's a good business that is in financial difficulty and need to sort out what are the problems that are creating this difficulty and go attack those problems. Delphi is a very strong company. Its principal financial issue was located here in the United States, where it had labor contracts that were in total cost about triple what other U.S.-based unionized suppliers were paying. We had to deal with that. And the way we dealt with it was to create soft landings for all of the traditional workforce. We offered buyouts. We offered retirement inducements so people could get on with their lives. And in the meantime, we were able then to hire new people at much more competitive wage and benefit levels so that we could maintain our production base here in the United States.
But when people worry about things like income inequality in the United States, they might point out that you had a job that was paying, say, $27 an hour, and in some fashion it's going to be replaced by another person who's making $14 or $15 an hour. Are you concerned that in the long term that is bad for the United States? You've got large members of the working class working for less.
The main thing in the U.S. that we have to keep in mind is that people are going to get paid for the global value of what they do. And the way that we can keep the U.S. economy strong is to do a better job of educating our people so that they will have the technical skills that are needed to compete in the future.
Would you want parents to tell their kids to avoid factory work, old-style factory work?
I would not tell parents to tell their kids to avoid a career in manufacturing, but I would certainly encourage them as they go through their schooling to get training in the skills. Learn about how computers work, because so many things in the factories today are run by computers. Learn how to do sophisticated maintenance work or electrical work or something like that, where companies will pay for those skills. But the notion that you can just cruise through high school and go get a job that is mindless doing some kind of very simple production process, there's going to be very few of those jobs, and they're probably not going to pay as well in the future.
That's Steve Miller, executive chairman of Delphi. He's written a memoir about his life turning around troubled companies. It's called The Turnaround Kid. And you can read an excerpt at npr.org.